Blog Talk Radio.
I'm saying it loud. I got three speeds on off and bust your mouth. Don't cry, little boy, when them feelings get hurt. You know a buckle won't shine face down in the dirt. It's the life we know, stay sicker than blood. Try and sneak into the swamp, get stuck in some mud. Big buck, full grip, mud, jump, pack, lip. No canoes in the creek, gonna need a food ship. We're everywhere, like shit in a pen. Look left, look right, step in us again. Yeah, we're loud and we're proud. Stand out in the crowd.
And we don't fool everybody like that hick life clown.
We don't knock the life, cause we live like hicks. But do lives like a dog, better check it for ticks. Yeah, it is what it is, and I'm keeping this grin. It's a redneck nation we live in.
Ladies and gentlemen, our brother cousins, next of kin, set us all and represent the redneck nation we live in.
You don't want the big dog, better bring the whole herd. Messing with these wild hogs, redneck nation, stronger than a freight train. All we stick together like.
Alright, that's enough of that shit. That was Moccasin Creek, Redneck Nation. The show tonight pretty well just going to be sort of basic reptile care. I don't know if anybody's even going to call in or not, so this may end up being a short show. I didn't post links until later this afternoon, and haven't let very many people know it was even going to do a show. I posted links in the group, but other than that, I didn't post anything on my wall or anything like that about any of it, so may not have a whole lot going on tonight. Last week I kept having problems with my phone cutting me off, and I finally just gave up and said, fuck it, it was storming pretty bad. It's not storming tonight, but as I said, we I faced a few challenges here and there with some things and whatnot. Right now, things are going fairly well. I'm trying to get everything situated and whatnot. I've been working a lot, so I haven't really had time to keep up with things like I want and do some of the things that I had planned on doing before I went back to work when all this COVID shit got started. I was happily retired at the first of the year. That didn't last long, though. By March, I was back working again. So, to say the least, I'm having trouble keeping up with things going on within the hobby and different things like that. You know, I do good to just do what I'm doing, working on trying to get some rats breeding and going. I got another rat the other day, it's a 7-tub rat, so that added a few more rats to the breeding group down there and whatnot. And that's one of the things you got to think about when you're putting on these reptiles and stuff. What are you going to feed it? We feed, you know, accordingly. Depends on what it is. My advice to people that are just getting started, research very well. You know, the internet is loaded with stuff. I mean, yeah, there's some bullshit on the internet that may not be exactly right, but I mean, we've got so many things on Facebook and all this kind of stuff now to where there's no reason a person can't do the research or find out what they need to know ahead of time. But you get these people that, you know, impulse buys, things like that. But, I mean, that's how I got into the hobby, too. I mean, I bought a Burmese python and had no fucking clue what I was getting myself into. So, I mean, a lot of us have done it. I'm not going to knock anybody for impulse buying something, you know, at least when they buy it and they go looking for help, at least they're looking for help and asking, you know, instead of just letting the damn thing suffer. That's one of the things I can't stand, is people just let something suffer for, you know, kind of pointlessness. But, you know, the main thing is, you know, when you, especially when you're deciding what you want, you know, you've got to think about how much room do I have for this. Another thing people need to realize is keeping reptiles is highly addictive. Ask anybody that's been doing it a long time. I mean, it's one of those things that kind of gets in your blood. And you're not getting into, you know, it's not like getting, I mean, it is kind of like getting a dog in a way. I mean, but I mean, there's, you know, there, don't expect love back. I hear people say, oh, they love, you know, no, they just tolerate your ass. You can, you know, you can think a lot of things, but they mostly tolerate you, especially snakes. They don't have that one-on-one mentality kind of thing. Chameleons are very smart. They actually understand words and shit. I've owned larger species chameleons, like the Mellories and different things like that, and they, they're borderline, you know, like parrot smart in certain ways. One of my all-time favorites was the frill dragon. They're really neat. They're really interesting. You know, I hand fed mine. Oh, excuse me, I'm yawning. But I hand fed mine, and they've got depth perception where most don't. You know, and they'll just walk right up, you know, and just gently take a cricket out of your hand, you know, and things like that. And it was really cool, you know, where monitors and things like that, they're going to rush in and down there take finger and all when they get it. But, I mean, I've seen people hand feed monitors too, so it's all in, you know, how you go about doing things. You know, a lot of people use tongs and different things like that to get them kind of started. And, you know, I've got no problems with any of that kind of stuff. The thing you're going to have to remember, though, is you've got to have housing. You've got to have a way to feed this animal. You've got to have a substrate of some kind for this animal. And, you know, with it being reptiles, you've got to have a heat source of some sort where the animal can thermoregulate. And like I said, I'm just throwing out some basic care things. I'm not getting into anything specific at the moment. I think I'll do a series on these shows. Then again, you never can tell. I don't know. Or do a monthly thing. I'm not sure how I'm going to go about all that yet. But let me think. you know, and now we can break it down into certain things like snakes, for instance. Newspaper, always a good choice as far as I'm concerned. I've always myself kind of used newspaper. I've used some other things, but newspaper doesn't seem to harbor mites like everything else does. I don't know if it's the ink on the newspaper. And I hear a lot of people want to bitch and growl, you know, I hope you're using unprinted newspaper. Well, no, I'm not using unprinted damn newspaper. I'm using printed newspaper. I've used printed newspaper for 30 fucking years. Anybody that says printed newspaper is bad for your snakes is full of shit. Of course, there's a lot of things that people want, you know, that think somebody ought to have to do and this, that, and the other. But spend what you can afford to spend on your hobby. You know what I mean? Keeping snakes doesn't have to be that expensive. It's not cheap by any means. But, I mean, hell. I mean, if I can do it, hell, damn near anybody can. The thing is, you know, your main investment's going to be in the animal itself. And then the next investment that you're going to continually make is feeding this animal. You know, and it can range from, you know, costing a few dollars a week to costing $1,200 a month. I mean, it really just depends on, what you're getting into. You know, some of your, you know, if you have a bigger collection, I mean, there's people out there that are spending what some of us make in a year, you know, just every week just to buy feeders. So, I mean, it goes where you take it. And that's just the easiest way to put it, I guess. I have seen a lot of people get in and out of a hobby over the years, and a lot of them get out just because of frustration. A lot of the key things to reptile keeping is just observation and learning the animal itself and, you know, things like that. I know people that have done this stuff for a long time, they make it look easy sometimes. And it can be. But, you know, you've got to, you know, everything's got to be done right. Even, you know, everybody has problems. Things happen. I had a big female, one of my biggest boas that I've ever had and owned. Done really well with the litter of babies out of that snake, the whole nine yards, and I was so thrilled, and I was so hoping to get another litter out of her. But she rolled over and died. So that ended that. And here's the thing with that. That kind of stuff happens. And if you're easily discouraged, I would suggest that you not get into reptile keeping, because there are a lot of discouraging moments with reptile keeping. And that goes along with anything that you fool with that you sink money into and expect to get something out of it. I strictly keep reptiles just because I enjoy reptiles now. I don't look to make any money at it. I don't do this radio show to make any money at it. I mean, it costs money, you know, so I'm not, there's no free rides involved in any of this. We just do the show. I do the show just to kind of be able to, you know, have a forum where some of my friends can get together and we can all talk about reptiles and things. But, I'm not too sure this kind of stuff here hasn't ran its course with things nowadays. I used to really, really get into all this radio show stuff and everything. But I still do, don't get me wrong. But my limited availability of time and things like that, I'm really beginning to think that to keep things going, you know, we may change venues of what we're doing the show from. I mean, I've always called it a show. And used to, I'd had guests and done a lot of different things, but I had time to sit and hunt people down and, you know, and look up stuff and check on this and check on that and different things. And I just don't have that kind of time to put into it as like I used to. I was hoping when we got it started back up that, you know, there would be some people that were maybe interested in, you know, jumping in and helping out with things and doing some different stuff. And I did have some help monetarily with things. I have to say, and I really appreciate everybody that gave money. Kevin Maverick was the one that got me started going again on the show. I mean, he mentioned the show and different things and went to me, you know, and I was like, yeah, it'd be all right, but, you know, I got to having to pay for the damn thing, you know. And he was like, well, I'll pay for it. So that's where we went with it. And then Melinda Davidson, she stepped up and donated some money to help pay for the show. Aquatic Oaks is their business name, if anybody wants to check them out. Very nice stuff. Very nice. I'm talking about furniture quality stuff. So check it out. And I can't tell you about their shipping or any of that kind of stuff, but I do know that they also raise reptiles, boa constrictors, different things, and have some really nice stuff and have produced some really nice stuff over the years. So if you're in the group or anything like that, you know, check her out. She's on the group. And everybody that I mentioned tonight, Rich Kedzierski or Kedzierski or fuck, I forgot how we, Kedzierski, I think is how we said that. Anyhow, Rich's Ball Pythons is his business name. A great guy. I've known him for years. He does a really good job with everything he does. He's kind of OCD about things. So he's definitely going to make sure if you get anything from him, you're going to get the best that he can produce. And he can produce. That's just the way he is. Now you have to respect him for that. We've had a wonderful time doing this show again. I've enjoyed catching up with a few people and checking up on some people and doing some different things. The show is enjoyable. I've had a good time with it. I think I need to just, you know, really think all along and hard about what we're going to do and how we're going to go with it. I'm sure y'all can tell by the pauses and things like that. I don't have anything just set up and prepared to talk about. I just kind of go from the hip and go with it. This show's not going to last very long tonight because I haven't had anybody call in yet, and I'm kind of tired anyway. But I think I've got my idea set up for what I'm going to do with the next few shows here. Get into some basic stuff, and then start moving into a little more, you know, delve into things more and more as we get along with shows and different things like that. 251 now. Looks like I've got a caller. Let me pick them up. And here I was thinking I wasn't going to have a call. Will anybody call in or not? Here we go. My shit's not working. Well, I'll pick you up if my computer will start working. I don't know what the hell's going on. I don't know if I've lost. Don't know if I've lost signal on it or not. Let me get my phone out. My phone's not refreshing and seeing anything. There it is. Weird shit on my phone. All right. 251, I got you picked up.
Who's this?
It's Wes.
Don't even sound like you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what, you been drinking?
No, actually, I haven't. That may be the problem. Yeah, I've actually, well, I've drank a couple, but I mean, I'm not buzzed up or anything. Drinking, let's put it that way. How's the world treating you today?
Oh, that's all right. I mean, I got really not much to complain about at the moment.
You don't hear that?
No. Same old shit.
I hear that. Did you ever find the retic you were wanting?
Yeah, I think I did. But there's a couple others I saw, but I ain't paying no $2,000.
Shit, I hear that.
I found a Motley Golden Child combo for $475. I'm just waiting to find out if it's still available. But there's a show in Montgomery this weekend coming up.
Yeah, I heard that.
A shitload of people going to be there. You know. So I'm going, you know Mark Childers?
Yes.
Is he still around, or did he get off Facebook?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him in a long time. You know, him and Terry Hearing are real big buddies.
Yeah, well, he was at the last show, and I got a nice surname from him, and I got a nice Guyana from him. And I got a decent Tiger Orange Glow retic on a trade from him. And at his last show, I should have bought him, but I didn't. He had 50. He had Burmese Indian crosses, 50% Indian. And I should have.
Oh, that would have been.
I'm not big on crosses when it comes to Burmese. And I'm just kicking myself in the ass for not picking up a pair. He had them for $350 each. But I would have got them for cheaper than that. But I should have fucking scarfed them.
Yeah, those would have been nice.
Well, see, my whole thing that scares me is if this Lacey Act comes in back into play, you know, the ones I want, I'm going to have a hard time getting.
Yeah.
But on the same token, you know as well as I do, when the Lacey Act was going on, people were doing shit under the bridge.
Well, yeah, we done it under the bridge for years back in the day. We never used to put what was in the box and shit like that when we shipped it. We just put that motherfucker in a box and shipped it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, the big problem is here is trust with people. You know, I'm going to send you a thousand. Like one guy, he had selling these pythons a couple of years before, the year before the Lacey Act got taken away. And he wanted $1,500. Well, shit, I'm not going to go. So here's the problem. If you're going to ship something to somebody that's illegal to ship, and he throws a pair of ball pythons in there, am I really going to go to the authorities and say, hey, I sent him $1,500 for, you know, you're not going to do that. Why should I get myself in trouble? You know, there's going to be a lot of people driving to people's houses or meeting somewhere to do a deal.
Yeah.
Is what's going to happen. You know, and Bob Clark told me one time, he says, you know, I said, well, why don't I just come to your house? He said, I can't willingly sell you something when I know you don't live in the state of Louisiana. I said, you full of shit. You know, I said, you're fucking stroking me here. You know,
yeah,
I don't want to hear you. I mean, if you meet me in Florida and you live in Alabama and you get a pair of snakes from me in Florida, you were in Florida and bought them. They don't cross state lines until you come back in Alabama. That's your problem, not mine.
Exactly.
You know? I mean, this guy has the Sri Lankans. If he ends up having a pair on the ground and this Lacey Act comes in, my ass would drive to Ohio to go get him.
Oh, yeah.
I just find it, you know, I'll find a different route to go home. But I'm going to rent a car. I'm going to rent a car.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
trip.
Hell, most cops, if they pulled you over, wouldn't know what you had to start with. You know what I mean?
Nine times out of ten, they ain't. You know, you're in a rental car. They ain't going to search you.
No.
You know, I mean, what if someone sits there and say, "I went to go see some girl for the weekend."
Yeah.
Who says I have to have a bag of snakes in plain view? You know.
Exactly. That's the thing.
That's why I wanted.
Don't
that's
hide.
Why I wanted the berms that I got. And then there's a couple of retics I want to get, and then I raise them up with that and. Yeah, I had talked it over with my buddy Dan. I was like, you know, worst comes to worst, I'm going to still breed, but I'm going to keep with what I want. But I'm going to find someone that's got a fucking cobra. You know? I said, here, I got a bunch of snakes to just put in the freezer. You give me your address, you pay for the shipping, they're yours.
Yeah.
You know? If I have a clutch of fucking 50, 60 snakes, I'm going to pick out the best ones I want to work with. Hold on to them, and I don't have a problem culling the rest.
No, I don't either. I mean,
I'll go to the shows, and I'll post what I have. And you don't think some bastards are going to turn around and drive to a show in Huntsville, being as close it is to Tennessee and Georgia, to pick up something that they can't get in their state? Come on, they're going to do it.
Well, yeah, you know damn good as well as I do they're going to.
You know, you're really going to, you know, the Lacey Act is going to be unconstitutional anyway. You know?
Well, yeah.
Just a bunch of bullshit. I'm getting sick and tired of our, you know, rights being taken away, you know. I mean, if they turned around and you had to be licensed. You send out of state as a seller. And they did that nationwide. I wouldn't have a problem doing that. As long as they're not coming to my house to inspect. If they want to have a record of who sells stuff, if you send stuff out, you know, I wouldn't have a problem with just as long as they don't regulate and come to my house to inspect.
Well, that's the reason why I don't do the USDA stuff.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing is, if I'm going to sell to some Tom, Dick, and Harry, I don't know if they're trustworthy. How do I know they're not going to turn me in for sending them a pair of snakes and they live in Montana?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. You don't know that any of them, you know, a game warden or somebody, you know, on the end. You know, I got busted selling box turtles back years ago. I was selling the hell out of those things, especially like out west. You know, people, for the right colors, I was getting like $120 a pop for some of those things. And I had an old dog that would find them for me, you know, and shit. And I'd take him out, you know, in the whole nine yards. Every time I'd come back, I'd have 10 or 12, you know, and I'd put them up for sale, and I'd sell them the shit out of those things. And the damn game warden, contacted me about buying one, you know, and everything, and they busted my ass, boy.
I mean, if somebody contacts me and they want a baby burn, how do I know someone's not being put up by the U.S., you know, agriculture department?
You don't.
You don't.
That's exactly right. You do not. You know, you've got to really know these people. That's why these Facebook groups and, you know, and things like that, I feel like were important for the, all this time, you know. I mean, because the simple fact that it lets folks get to know one another.
Yeah,
this radio show always helped with that kind of stuff, you know.
Here's the other problem with that. I sell somebody a pair of baby bones, and they live in New Mexico, and they get on the group, and they sit there and say, oh, I just got these from Drew. And everybody knows I'm in Alabama.
Yeah.
You know, what the fuck? You know, it's going to hurt big time.
Oh, yeah.
You
and
know.
These people that's asking all these outrageous prices are going to wish they'd have sold some snakes when they get to, when they had the chance.
Yeah, there's some people out there that are producing some stuff. And even the same thing with the berms. They're going to be asking these exorbitant amount of money for these babies. And they're going to wish they got what they could get at the time just to make sure they didn't have anything left over.
I agree.
You know, I am, and even with this virus, you know, now it's kind of lax. But I'll tell you, I'm glad I don't have anybody dropping eggs right now because, you know, yeah, Alabama opened up. They're going to have a show. But the question is, how many, even though people are cooped up in their house,
yeah,
and there's going to be people that are going to want to get the fuck out, just get the fuck out and going to show up at a show. And, you know, is it worth it? I mean, you know, I mean, I'm going to go to the show. It's only an hour from the house. I mean, Dallas, my buddy Dallas is going to be there. Ryan Beatty's going to be there. And there's a few other people going to be there. I'm going to see what, that's why I was asking about Childers, because he usually goes. But, you know, I'm, you know, I just don't know what to expect. Because I got a buddy of mine in Florida that has some friends that are out there hunting berms, wild berms. And I told him, I want a male, and I want, you know, or maybe a male. Because I want what's out there to breed to my females to boost up the immune system, and you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
You know? So... You know, I just hope, you know, if all the states open up, there's no need to give out stimulus to the people. You go back to fucking work. You want to give out stimulus money, you give it to the businesses. Now, I don't know what they're going to do about these riots. These people are losing their businesses, burned to the ground, this stuff. I don't know if Trump's going to be a nice guy and turn around and give them money. Now, that's what they fucking got insurance for, you know? This shit's going on is going to cost these insurance companies a hell of a lot more than a fucking major hurricane coming through southern Alabama.
Yeah, you got that
you
right.
Know?
I mean, it's going on all over the country.
I mean,
they actually had a peaceful demonstration in Huntsville today.
Oh, they did? They had one in Troy yesterday. Like, what the fuck is
they
protesting in Troy for?
I don't know, but you know, here in Alabama, if you're caught looting or rioting or doing any of that shit, they'll shoot your fucking ass. They don't play. You know, they shoot you on the spot.
You would really think Montgomery and Birmingham is where they would be right now, but they're not.
No.
They're not. You know, you think they would be rioting down the route that Martin Luther King... I'm all for putting a bullet in their fucking kneecap. There's a
I mean, you know, if you're tearing up a building somewhere, if you're looting, you know, if you're doing shit, blow that son of a bitch's fucking head off. Be done with it.
I think they need to start taking out kneecaps. I think the cops ought to get together and say, have a bet with each other how many kneecaps they can take out tonight.
Because, I mean, it's getting ridiculous. I mean,
I literally watched the Union Square in New York. I've been to Union Square where people are walking down the street with a skateboard in their hand or a bat in their hand and just shattering windows, and you hear the burglar alarms going off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they need to go get those big military fire trucks with the fucking fire hoses and just drive down the street and start squirting them fuckers.
That's better than what I'd do. I say turn the military loose, turn the soldiers loose, go in there and shoot any motherfucker that even acts like they want to do something stupid.
That's where you have a problem on them. That's where you have a problem with American soldiers firing upon American. It ain't gonna happen.
You know, they're
it
all.
Happen.
I don't know. Sometimes I wonder. But, I mean, everybody has a problem. You know what I'm saying? And if you're fucking up and the cops have to deal with you, if you fuck up, they'll kill your fucking ass. Sorry. You shouldn't have been fucking up to start with. You know, that's the way I see it.
I honestly think they need to start fucking taking out kneecaps. You know, the more kneecaps you start taking out, and their buddies are going to carry them away, and they're going to run off. And granted, the hospital, close the fucking doors on the hospitals. You know.
Yeah. But you know, I was watching a thing. It said today that most of the people that are being arrested in these cities
aren't even
fucking from the cities. They're just there starting trouble. They're instigators. You know, the Democrats are behind this shit. I guarantee you.
Well, here's what gets me. At 2:30 this morning, the Minneapolis mayor and the governor was sitting there saying that they have protests already scheduled for today. This only happened Tuesday. Those son of a bitches got out there real fucking quick.
Yeah.
And organized this shit.
Yeah, you know, and it's orchestrated. I don't give a shit what anybody says. All this shit's orchestrated. And it's sickening, honestly. And that's why I say shoot those son of a bitch. Kill them motherfuckers and be done with them. You know, if they want to riot and do all that kind of shit, by God, give them a reason to fucking riot. Kill about 90% of them. You know, they'll start acting right.
They haven't learned from the Baltimore and Ferguson.
No.
And I get a kick out of how Joe Biden gets on TV and says that the military police are in Washington. He's tweeting or saying it in his basement about leadership. This is not how you handle. I'm like, dude, in 2014 in Baltimore and Ferguson, you and Obama did nothing. You just sat in the Oval Office and told the mayors and the governors to tell the police to stand down.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, fuck you, asshole. You know, I ain't got time for their fucking shit. I'm sorry.
You know,
I told people
they made them flee.
What?
You know, the cops were. You know, I seen the thing today where the cops were having to flee to get away. You know, they were telling them to run. You know, not to stay and fight, but run.
They did that in Ferguson and Baltimore. The cops were all lined up on the street, and here comes the crowd charging them. And the mayor told them to stand down. And they fucking took off and retreated. What the fuck? These cops, I mean, they need to get together and fill the line and just fucking plow over them fuckers.
I knew that I didn't think the rioting was going to get started because some black dude got killed by a white cop. You know what I mean? But I figured there was going to be rioting and shit, you know, that went along with this COVID stuff, you know.
No. You have to – it's floating around until YouTube takes it off. I watched it today. It was about 15 minutes. I mean, the person that was videotaping watched them die. You know?
Yeah, that's what's even worse, you know, is they – you know, there's like people stood there and watched, you know.
Yeah, well, the son of a bitch they arrested, his wife turned around and gave him divorce papers yesterday. And she was a Miss Minnesota. She wasn't a bad-looking head. And he gets arrested, she divorced him. His life's over. He goes into Gen Pop, he's done. He's done for
if
he goes into general population.
Well, that's right. Murder him.
Fucking ass. He's going to die in prison.
Well, yeah, but he won't go to a regular prison, though, more than likely. He'll go to a damn little...
No, he'll
somewhere. You think so?
No. Oh, yeah, they'll go to prison and let the people in prison take care of him. Oh, man. Some fucking dude got tear gas in his fucking eyes.
That's fucking great. I bet that shit felt good.
Yeah, well, you know. Now, but it'll be interesting to see what everybody's going to sell this shit for. You know they're going to try to get as much money as they can for the shit that they got. And once that Lacey Act comes into play, they're fucked.
Now I'm kind of got a feeling they're going to be. Going to be a lot of people hanging on to a lot of shit, you know. But, I mean.
And here's the other fear you're going to get, too. You send somebody some money, then they get cold feet to send it to you. Then what?
Yeah, exactly.
You know. But there's people out there I know that I trust that if they have something when it comes down to it, you know, nobody has to know. I don't tell people where I get my shit from.
Yeah. It's probably going to get to be in a lot, you know. You may want to keep things more to yourself, you know. Stop posting pictures and shit, you know, like a lot of.
I don't care about posting pictures. I don't care about posting pictures. I just don't say where I got it from.
Yeah, I understand that.
You know.
What I worry about is Alabama jumping on the bandwagon. You know, Alabama's always bad about when the government starts talking about something. They want to jump on the bandwagon right off the bat and, you know, and do something first, you know. Hoping our leaders down there just kind of let this one roll, what I'm hoping.
I got more things to worry about than worry about what you and I have.
You would think so.
No, just leave me the fuck alone. I mean, what's going to hurt is these big breeders, you know. These big breeders, you know, they've expanded their collection since the Lacey Act was, defeated. What are they going to do? I'm not going to make the mistake on getting rid of my stuff like I did last time. I'm going to hold on to my stuff, you know, fuck that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I held on to all my stuff. The only time I got rid of mine was when Sabrina got sick with cancer, and then I had to. I didn't have no choice. But, you know, and like I said, when I got back into it, I just got a few things, you know. I didn't have all the shit like I had before.
I don't know if ball pythons are going to be included. If they are included, it's going to kill the ball python market. And, you know, it's not going to include the colubrid market, so might have, you know, might be able to do something. Who knows?
Well, you know, like I said back before, back in the day when all that used art shit was going on, you know, and everything, we're going to have to start making our niche within our own state. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that Lacey Act's going to be federal.
Yeah, I know, but if, as long as you stay within your state lines, it ain't a whole lot they can do about it.
Well, I know that.
What I'm saying is if they quit, you know, if they fix it to where we can't ship across state lines, if we have a market within the state, you know, we're all right. That's why I always thought, you know, we needed a Herp Society kind of thing, you know, for the state of, you know, for people that are in the state of Alabama. And it, and I still think that, you know, if shit like this happens, something like that, you know, may save, you know, may help some of us, you know, to where we can still kind of, you know, sell our stuff and tinker with it, you know.
Yeah, I just wonder who's going to do what at shows. You know.
Well, I guarantee you Ron Billingsley won't be traveling all the way from where he lives to be doing shows in Alabama. And it's going to be left to somebody to pick up the slack. I think he's in Indiana.
Oh. Man, fucking Center City, Philadelphia is up in flames.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm watching it. There's. It looks like row homes on fire.
Damn. No. I know that's so. There know, was another place that got burned up too. Where was it at?
Minnesota got burned. Place. There was a fire in every place.
Minneapolis damn near got destroyed though, right?
Yeah.
Thought so. I've been working a lot and I ain't been keeping up with a lot of it. What little bit I see on Facebook here and there.
Nah, you ain't missing nothing.
Yeah, I kind of figured that. It's been some long-ass days here lately.
Yeah.
All these farmers
are still
trying to get the field cut.
They're still
hay.
Fucking us at work. You know, no overtime. Once you get your 40, you go home.
Yeah. Well, it's just like that on mine. Some of these damn farmers
yeah.
trying to get in the field and cut hay and stuff and wanting balers worked on and tractors
looked
at.
They've been rioting in Nashville, Tennessee.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd just about be willing to bet you you don't see no rioting in the state of Alabama. I may be wrong.
Well, they're doing it in Tennessee. You wouldn't think they're doing it in Tennessee.
Well,
man, those fucking flames are huge in Philly.
Man, that's crazy. That's crazy. Oh, I just don't understand the mentality of all that. You know, going out and destroying some innocent businessman.
Well, you had that black guy yesterday in Minneapolis was, you know, he started yelling at people. Come to find out, he put his life savings into his business, and they burned it to the ground. They burned it to the ground, and his truck burned it all to the ground.
Yeah.
And he's like, I lived here all my life. I know all you people. You all know me, and you burned my motherfucking business down. Why? Oh, my God. I felt bad for that guy. And then to come
yeah.
to find out that they set up a GoFundMe page for this guy.
Yeah.
And then these cops yeah. got to sit there that are off. Every cop in New York City has been called to work, you know, for a bunch of fucking assholes.
Yeah. Like I said, that need killing, you know.
Hey, I'm all for population elimination as long as it does some good.
Yeah, I hear that.
You know?
I mean, when people are asking to be shot, and then to me that's what they're doing, then I say, then, you know, oblige them motherfuckers, you know? Shoot the
yeah,
fuck out
of
them.
One of the guys on Fox said, they were asked, you know, that he's a former Secret Service, and he was asked, you know, what will happen if someone breaches the fence at the White House? And the guy said it'll be the worst day of his life.
You got that shit right. They've got dogs and all kinds of shit they turn loose on a motherfucker's ass.
Well, there's a New York cop car with blood all over it. Eh, maybe someone got shot. Who the fuck knows?
Yeah, that's for sure. But, I still don't understand the death of one man. And I mean, and don't get me wrong, I don't think they should have done him the way they done him. But if he'd been in trouble before or any of that kind of shit, which we don't, none of us know that, if they'd dealt with this guy before, you know how it is when you have to deal with some fucker you can't stand to start with. It's already fucking up left and right.
No, he wasn't a fuck up. That's just it. He turned his life around. And he wasn't resisting like they claimed he was.
Well, I heard that.
Gotta watch the video. He's asking from, you know, let me stand up, I can't breathe. Then all of a sudden you saw nothing. Not a way to die.
Yeah, you got that shit right.
Now here's the kicker. You give it 2 weeks. You watch how many of these people, see if the virus will spike. And when they go to get tested, and they ask questions, where you been? And they all say, well, we were at the riot, the protest. Boom, you got them, man. You can arrest their fucking ass.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. I guess nobody else decided to come on the air, huh?
No, I guess not. And I'm thinking about just going ahead and ending the show early and saying, fuck it.
Hey, why not? Give yourself an early, you know, early night.
Yeah, early night, be done with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
not that I don't
want
to talk to you or anything.
Yeah,
I know exactly what you mean. I need to be doing that myself.
Yeah.
I cleaned rat cages and got rats all set up today. I'm hoping to start producing several rats here pretty quick.
All right, well, you go do that, and I'm going to go do the same.
All right, bud, take care of yourself. Thank you for calling in.
Yep, no problem. See you.
All right, take care, bud.